Welcome to the Cybersecurity Expert Podcast, where you learn from the best cybersecurity minds, helping MSPs become cybersecurity heroes for your small business clients. And now, here's your host, Cybersecurity Sherpa, Jennifer Pleem.
Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Today I am with Greg Edwards. He is the founder and CEO of CryptoStopper, and we're going to be talking about his solution and how it fits into the MSP solution stack, asking a couple of tough questions about it and letting you learn more about it. So Greg, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. So CryptoStopper, and your website is getcryptostopper.com, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so explain what your solution is, because it's a little bit out of the box, a bit unusual. So I want to understand a little bit more about how it works, what it does.
Right. So I've been in the technology industry since the early 90s, so showing my age there. But with ransomware, what I saw happening is that all of the walls that we had been building for 20 years to keep the bad guys out weren't working against ransomware, and really had never worked completely against any of the attacks. It's just once ransomware came on the scene, then it was so much more devastating. And so What we ultimately developed is a tool that uses bait files or canary files to deploy throughout the network. And then we watch those files for the action of encryption, which is exactly what ransomware does. And then we isolate and kill it.
Okay. So this is a tool that is specifically looking for ransomware. This is not a full cybersecurity stack. It is looking just for ransomware.
Absolutely. It's designed to be an add-on to your fully layered security that is just to stop ransomware.
Okay. So for someone who's listening and they already have a machine learning, AI, math learning, next gen AV, whatever, insert whatever word there, and they're saying, okay, but I already have a tool that is going to stop ransomware and zero-day attacks. Why do they need your solution also?
Yeah. So the issue is that they probably still have trouble sleeping at night because they're still worried about ransomware attacks, because even with the most advanced tools that are out there, they still don't stop every attack, and there's still ransomware that gets through even with those advanced tools. And I found that myself. We were using best of the best tools, but ransomware attacks were still happening, and that in my MSP, and that's why we built CryptoStopper to be just that add-on layer to stop those ransomware attacks that get through everything else. You can think of it as that last line of defense, so that if that ransomware actually starts running on the network, and no matter what you have, once it's running on the network, then it's over. I mean, you're looking at backups, if you hopefully still have backups, but major downtime, major reputation hit. Whereas with CryptoStopper, it's going to detect that encryption happening and kill it. And it does it in less than a second. So rather than having, thousands or millions of files encrypted, you've got just a couple.
So it's definitely it's detecting something that your other layers didn't. The ransomware then detonates, a couple of files start to be encrypted, or a handful of files, and then your tool steps in. And is it killing the process? Does it isolate the machine? What then happens from a technical perspective?
Yep. So depending on whether it's at a desktop or a server. So at the desktop level, it'll kill the process. So whatever process, whether even if it's PowerShell or some other script and not its own executable, it will kill that process and then allow the IT admin to go and remediate and remove the malware, because it's all some sort of malware that started it. At the server level, so if it's protecting, and again, two different tools, desktop version and server version, at the server level, if it starts running against that network share, then it will isolate the desktop that started it. Okay. And or if it actually runs from the server, which is pretty rare, would kill the process at the server.
Okay. And why the singular focus on ransomware? So what I mean by that is that there are breaches, there's insider threats, there's threats that then scrape data and pull it off site. So why this singular focus just on ransomware?
Yeah, so I'm an absolute believer in layered security and feel that, CryptoStopper is something that should be added on as part of a layered security solution. So to back up, to fully answer this question, I need to back up a little ways. I own an MSP and still own that and have owned that since 1998. But in 2007, I started an offsite backup and disaster recovery company. So we were the offsite solution, backup solution for companies around the US. Between 2012 and 2015, 20% of those offsite backup clients were hit by ransomware. And so that it became obvious to me that the tools that were out there weren't stopping ransomware. And they have gotten better, but they're still not able to stop all of the ransomware attacks that are happening. And so we developed CryptoStopper for our MSP clients and for our offsite backup clients to use. And then I ended up selling the offsite backup business because it made sense at the time to exit from that and sold it to a publicly traded company. But then still had the CryptoStopper product that really wasn't its own product. And as ransomware has gotten worse and worse and just continued to be a problem, it made sense to make that its own company and its own product. So that was a long-winded answer to your question, but.
So then you've now taken this product and you've started selling it to businesses, to MSPs. And so you said that essentially you are a global company at this point because you have clients in Australia, UAE, obviously North America. So how is the adoption gone? What are you hearing from, let's say, small businesses when it comes to cybersecurity? Because I know that's something that my MSP clients always ask is like, what are other people hearing from the small business world?
Yeah, so I mean, ransomware has been so in the news lately. It really wasn't, if you think back to when I first started seeing it in 2012 through 2015 and 2016, when I sold the offsite backup business, it really wasn't making headlines like it is now. It's almost every week and every day because I'm in it that I see those. So ransomware wasn't really that well known back then, but now has become small businesses are very worried about the next ransomware attack. So the adoption of our product has, while we would like to explode even more, has been explosive.
Now, as you were talking, I thought of a question. We talked about layering CryptoStopper onto some of these next gen type of tools. What about layering it on top of the pitiful antivirus solutions that are out there that we won't mention names, but somebody could buy from the big box stores, some of the ones that are definitely not business grade. They are probably barely good enough for your home computer. I mean, I suppose your solution would still work, but that's not what you have in mind, I imagine. Is that
yeah. So both. I mean, we really want people to have that fully layered security and good security solutions. But if a company, which is unfortunately the case that lots of companies are just running some off-the-shelf AV that isn't good enough and they're not managing it, CryptoStopper definitely will help them too. But I mean, they have so many other problems in addition. Right. But yeah, I mean, it's still a good solution even when the rest of their security stack isn't where it should be.
Yes. I thought it was interesting before we went live, we were talking about making sure that the IT companies are starting with the fundamentals and that they have taken care of, the patching and the backups and all of the things that are the basics. But I'm sure you see all too often that those basics, so the basic check boxes just are not, they're not checked. They're not handled. So
absolutely. I mean, and the, you know, so the kind of two different levels of what our clients will have is that where they're not doing everything that they should, and they're very vulnerable to the next ransomware attack. And then we have clients that have the next gen tools and are doing all of the things that they should and add CryptoStopper as an additional layer to specifically stop those ransomware attacks.
Fascinating. Now, one of the things that I noticed on your site is you've got a handful of free resources. So I noticed the rapid response kit. And so I guess that's a, is it a checklist of sorts, kind of a miniature incident response kit? Is that the intent?
It is. So unfortunately, a lot of our clients come to us after they've been hit by a ransomware attack, and they're then looking at, you know, okay, how do we mitigate? How do we, you know, what do we do next? So that rapid response kit is designed to be a tool for someone that has already been hit, of course, didn't have CryptoStopper, but is hit by a ransomware attack. And what do you, you know, how do you isolate it? How do you figure out who was patient zero? How do you go through the cleanup steps? That's what that tool is designed for.
Excellent. And then there's one for the other side, which is the protection checklist, the ransomware protection checklist as well. And I think that's another free tool, right?
It is. Yep. Okay. Yep. And again, I mean, that you mentioned the fully layered security, and we're absolutely, I mean, proponents of fully layered security. We're not saying just install CryptoStopper and you're going to be safe from everything, because you're not. You know, there's the data breaches and there's so many other threats out there that you also need to protect yourself from.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And I know you have some other tools on there. You've got a ransomware simulator, which makes me uneasy, because there's a big disclaimer that says, you know, don't download this unless you, if you are unfamiliar with PowerShell, do not use this tool. This tool encrypts files. Please use responsibly. So it's out there, but if you're unfamiliar with PowerShell, don't download it and don't use the tool.
Absolutely. So. We have one reseller that uses it regularly. And to do demos with, because it makes for a great demo, as long as you use it responsibly. But he even says, yeah, every time I run this, it scares me.
I bet it does. I bet he gets that sick feeling in the pit of his stomach every single time. All right. Well, if someone wants to reach out to you or download some of these free resources, what is the best way for them to do that?
So the first thing is our website. So getcryptostopper.com, or people can email me directly, gedwards@getcryptostopper.com.
Excellent. Well, I know you are super busy. It took us a bit of time to get this on the calendar, but I appreciate your time and sharing with us exciting things ahead for you, I'm sure. And I just want to thank you again for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
To learn more about how you can become a cybersecurity hero for your clients, request your hero assessment today. MSPSalesRevolution.com/hero.